Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
All right, put the fork down. Put it down. Don't take it long. Father, we thank you for a day of Thanksgiving. One day out of 365 days that we give you thanksgiving, we give you praise, we give you honor. We know you. We know you in the Spirit. And we thank you and we understand more about you every day we live because of this covenant book, covenants of blood. And thank God the blood of Jesus is on the heavenly mercy seat of God right now. And that blood, all of His blood is there, and it cries out for us and makes intercession for us. The blood cries before the throne. And I thank you and I praise you for it. Worship and praise and thanksgiving. Oh, and we give praise and thanksgiving to and for the magnificent, wonderful, the name, not a name, the name that's above every name that's named, heaven, earth, and under the earth.
Yes.
In all realms of existence, either now or later. Everyone will bow their knee and confess that Jesus Christ, the Anointed One from Nazareth, is Lord. Every knee. COVID-19 has to bow its knee to the name. Cancer has to bow its knee to the name. That name. The only name under heaven, given unto men, given unto people as a weapon of power against the enemies of God and the enemies of us that are ours in the Spirit. And we praise you, Father, and thank you in that name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, give Him glory. Give Him thanksgiving and glory today. And those of you that are around the table, or those of you somewhere in the world, not even in the United States, it's a day of thanksgiving to God. Well, what do I have to give thanks for? You're breathing. Yeah, but my lungs are not working too good. I rebuke you, COVID-19. In the name of Jesus, you're a thin synthetic virus created by men to kill. And you will shut your mouth and get down out of there. The lungs of the believer breathe the breath of God. Breathe God down into your lungs. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother Copeland, that's a strong indictment. A synthetic virus? I'm not smart enough to have come up with that. The doctor in New York City that treated President Donald Trump and had him well within hours, of course, he had to stay in quarantine and all that. Had him feeling good in just a little while. I personally saw a discussion. He was in New York City talking to the rabbinical leadership in Jerusalem. And I quote him, so don't take my word for it. It is a synthetic virus engineered to do what it does.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of fentanyl?
Yes.
It's synthetic heroin created to be cheap and get a greater high, but it will kill you so quick. You can overdose over it almost just by smelling of it. It is a murderous thing.
Yes.
Synthetic. Yeah. That means somebody made it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
That's what he called this virus.
Yeah.
Somebody made it to kill.
Yes, they did.
But I remember what the 61st verse of the curse of the law in the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy.
Yes.
Every sickness and every disease not written under this in this book of the law is part of the curse.
Yes.
COVID-19, 14, 20, whatever it is,
yes,
is under part of the curse,
right,
and we're redeemed from the curse of the law.
Yes.
Glory,
yes,
to God.
Yes.
Now, to that we can give thanks.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. And like Gloria, I can just see her at healing school. If you do what's right in the natural and you do what's right in the supernatural, you can live in divine health.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
That's me.
Yes.
I have checked negative for COVID 5 times. Because of certain places I went, I had to be checked in and out, in and out. And then back at Christmas time, so my children could get close to us.
Yes.
She and I, neither one, checked positive. And we had people in the house with us. Just right there. Breathing on us. And that virus said,
Amen.
Amen.
Glory
be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And in a moment, we'll see why that took place. And, could I see more? Okay. Yes, we'll. And Ephesians is our golden text. But let's go over now to the 107th Psalm. Are you there?
Yes.
Yes.
Get your Bible. Look at that. Put the potatoes down and go in the other room and get your Bible. No, I know there's a lot of you have your Bible right there on the table. And in this 107th Psalm, oh, give thanks. Now, are you reading with me? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Whoa, I say so. Glory to God. Give thanks unto the Lord. He is good. His mercy, His chesed, endures forever. These are blood words. Now, here's the result. The 17th verse, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted.
Mm-hmm.
They're tested, tried, sick. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saves them out of distresses. Listen. Why? He sent His Word and healed them. His Word is Jesus.
Yes,
yes.
Yes it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
So how do you get healed from COVID? I mean, you get your Bible, shut that television off. You could quote the news.
Yeah.
They're going to tell you how many people died. Mm-hmm. Forget that.
Yeah.
Get your Bible.
Yes.
Turn on the Victory Channel, darling.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And start giving thanks unto God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, I'm thinking back, just flashed across my mind. I had the flu. This is back in the early days. I haven't had the flu so long, but anyway, I've had symptoms, but just don't take them. And I was just hurting all, you know, your hair hurts, everything hurts. And we had stopped at the cleaners, and I said, Glo, you have to go in and get the clothes. I don't know, even know whether I can drive home or not. You may have to drive home. My Bible was right there. I had it open to 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. And I said, Lord, I just picked my Bible up. And I said, Lord, I choose to believe this. That's the way faith works.
Yes.
It's a choice.
Yes.
I learned that from Brother Hagin.
Yes.
And Brother Roberts. I choose to believe this. By your stripes I was healed 2,000 years ago. And by faith now I receive it into my body. So I'm healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. And then I just put my Bible back over there and just sat there and prayed in the Spirit. In a few minutes, Gloria came out, and I thought, yeah, I feel well enough to drive. And she got back in the car, and I said, sweetheart, I'm going to go ahead and drive home. I'm feeling good. She said, okay. But she's that close to me. She never got sick with it at all.
Mm-hmm.
We're faith people.
Amen.
We don't say, I'm taking the flu.
No.
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 No. We say, thank God I'll never have the flu.
Amen. Exactly.
Amen. Amen. By the time I got home, I felt like having something to eat. I said, Gloria, I'm gonna eat supper. And she said, okay. I went to sleep, felt great, got up the next morning, not a symptom. Yeah, but this is COVID-19. I don't care if it's a bubonic plague. It has to bow its knee to the name. And the Word. The covenant of God. Again, I just keep preaching this, teaching this. I'll hound you with it. This is Holy Bible.
Yes.
I used to have a copy of the Shooter's Bible. Everything about guns, everything about gunpowder, everything that had anything, history of guns. That's not a Holy Bible. This is holy. Because it's the record of two major covenants. And I threw my pen in the floor. Blood covenants.
Amen.
It is God's holy word.
Yes.
He sent his blood backed word.
Yes.
And it healed them.
Yes.
That's what this is. That's the reason mine looks like that. I only mark the good stuff.
No.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, let's go back over here now then to the book of Ephesians once more. This is little book of Ephesians. Some Bible scholars, and rightly so, have said that the entire gospel of Jesus Christ is in these six chapters. And it is. Everything from the rank and file of the devil from the bottom up, and everything concerning the prayer armor of God, praying always in the Spirit. Well, you can't do that. You can't pray always in the Spirit without ceasing and all that, without praying in the Spirit of God. You have to be praying in the Spirit in other tongues.
Yes.
Because and as the apostle said in 1 Corinthians, the 12th, 13th, 14th verses, and the 14th whole chapter concerning tongues. Mm-hmm. Now that means it's important.
Yes.
It's not a side issue at all. But he said, "Verily you give thanks well." Remember that? Just sitting at the table, praying over the food.
That's right.
And you pray in tongues. Verily, you give thanks well. That's a good way to give thanks. But if nobody else there prays in tongues, they don't have any idea what you're talking about. And that's the reason at every meal, when Gloria and I sit down and whomever else is present at the table, at every meal, glory to God, oh, we pray and we thank God for this food and the blessing of the Lord. It's sanctified and made fit to eat with that, you know, by thanksgiving and prayer. And we thank God for our partners all over. Gatelos, Clindos, Dosoro, Alepo, Furebacande, Listeke, all over the world, wherever they are, whomever they are, what nation they're in, whatever language they speak, glory to God. We just praise you and thank you for our partners. And we thank you for the blessing of the Lord on this nation. And she's in a lot of trouble right now. But it's nothing you don't know how to fix. Not anything you don't know how to fix, sir. And we thank you. All alleventos de squal fasti gritas ala lo compro posti su colo pompa pahara le grefalo sto gratonesana. There are those that, of course, walk in love and live in my love, and they walk in that place that I called the straight and narrow. And narrow is the gate. Narrow is the love gate. Few that find it. But wide is the way to destruction. Of course it is. But that love line, As we talked about from the book of Ephesians, 5th chapter, imitate God and walk in love as children imitate their parents. Well, thank God my parents walked in love. I could imitate them. They were pretty rough on me from time to time, and they needed to be. Amen.
Amen.
Because they were quite sure that I was not going to hell, even how hard I tried. And then one day in October 1961, I met the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen in my life. And before the day was up, I was head over heels in love with her, and I did have sense enough to get her phone number. That was in Little Rock, Arkansas. You know the story. And her love for me, she just loved me and just still just does. I asked her to marry me on the first date. She said, okay, and just went in the house. she said later, what have I done? I don't even know this guy. Oh, well, I'll get out of it later. Well, last April, we were married 59 years, and she's not out of it yet, and we're still so much in love. I mean, we've never even fussed, and it's her fault. She wouldn't fuss back. She taught me how to love. She taught me to be thankful. And I remember one time I was all grumpy and tired, and we had just come back from Australia or wherever it was, and I was really exhausted. And I just threw my napkin down on the table and grumping around there. When I turned around, she had walked around behind me. She caught me by the lapel of my Hawaii shirt, and this little tear, and she was smiling, and she looked up in my face and she said, "I'm going to be a blessing to you some way." Oh, I said, "You're a blessing. You're a blessing to me now." Changed my life. Changed my entire life, because love never fails.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Now then, back to the book of Ephesians again. And we're talking about the power of thanksgiving. Jesus said, he said, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yes.
Whatever is in here in abundance, particularly in moments of shock, moments of fear, sudden moments of pain, whatever's in there in abundance is going to come out. We, friend of mine, very close friend of mine that that I had the privilege of leading to the Lord. And no, excuse me, this was another situation. We had our little twin Cessna in for engine overhaul. That other situation was worth telling, but not anyway. And the tip tanks, the fuel tanks on it, were just this high. I walked in the hangar. One of the mechanics was walking around the airplane, and he looked up, and that tip of that tank hit him right there. And he looked up and saw me, and he said, "Oh, preacher, forgive me." I said, "Now, come on, man, don't let me cramp you style." I said, "But you know, Jesus said when he was on earth, out of the abundance of the mouth, your heart, your mouth, Steve, now we know what's in you in abundance." Oh, I should not have said that. I did pray for him. But out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yes.
And we are out of time. Give thanks, Jeremy.
Yes, sir, Papa. Thank you. Today is the day of thanksgiving to God. Whether you're here in the United States or somewhere else around the world, every believer can activate the power of praise in their lives just by being thankful to God. And when praise becomes your lifestyle, you can release the power of God to work through you, to work around you. And this Thanksgiving, we look to God and we give Him praise. Father, we thank You. We thank You for the unity and the peace and strength in our families, strengthening our communities, strengthening our nations. And we are so thankful. Are you thankful today? We are thankful for the blessing of the Lord in our lives.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
The world around you says you've got to look out for yourself and compete to survive. But God's plan for you is the opposite. He created you to abide in the power of His love. Learn how God's peace and prosperity flow freely in your life when you know and believe the love He has for you. In this series, Kenneth Copeland will show you from the Word of God how love makes a way. No matter what challenges and obstacles arise, it positions you to succeed. Walking in love is tied to receiving the blessing of the Lord. Train your mind to stay in alignment with Him and the understanding that He loves you without limits. When you are born again, you were recreated in His image. You have the same spiritual DNA as Jesus, and that means you can now walk in love with God and people, just like Him. Enter into His rest and let the blessing work in your life. Know and believe God's love for you. When you know and believe the love of God and rest in it, the blessing takes over in your life and spills over to those around you. Request your free copy of Know and Believe the Love, a 15-message series by Kenneth Copeland. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Be sure to receive your Thanksgiving gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It's a teaching series by Brother Copeland entitled Know and Believe the Love. Now maybe you know about the love of God, but do you believe the love that God has for you? And I'm not just talking about the love that He has for the body of Christ or people in general. I'm talking about God loving you. You believing the love that God has for you that takes you just beyond knowing about Him or knowing about this love, you actually experience it. Once that becomes a reality and you take hold of the truth, your life will never be the same. When God's love comes in and it lives big on the inside of you, that changes everything. Believing and trusting God, who is love, is a way of life, and this is the way to live successfully through every new adventure, every endeavor, every phase of life. And the biblical truths in this series will provide a foundation for your identity in God, to know who you are in Him and who He is in you. And I encourage you, get a hold of this so that you can begin to teach your children and get them started on the right path of knowing and believing the love that God has for them. So be sure to request your free copy today on kcm.org. And if you need someone to pray with you, I want you to know that KCM has a prayer line. They have prayer ministers on staff who are licensed and trained in the Word of God, and they will pray the Word with you. They'll pray in faith with you because God's Word has your answer. And you keep your heart filled with His promises for you, and you continually feed your spirit with the truth. That's when the Word of God begins to take effect in your life. So allow us to pray with you. Contact KCM in one of our offices around the world, and to find the one nearest you, just go to kcm.org. Let us pray with you and see you become one of the thousands of testimonies of the good things our good God is doing. Thanks for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
The Believer's Voice of Victory is brought to you by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To download or request a free copy of the broadcast, go to kcm.org. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.